98FM's Big Breakfast.
The story that Aideen had about your man arriving home and there was like 200 people at his house for a party is just absolutely insane.
I was just reading up on it there. Yeah, it was in Louth and this dude wasn't even in the house when he came home to find 200 people.
So he didn't even organise the party?
No, he didn't. It was it's just a student. And he had no idea how to get them out of the bleeding house. I've been in a similar situation. He used a rifle. I didn't use a rifle at all. I just used time.
Time?
They're going to eventually have to go because there's nowhere to sit and it's on fire. I was living in Maynooth at the time trying to get my leaving cert done. And it was St. Patrick's Day. And back when you're in secondary school, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal because everybody wonders, where do we go? We can't get into the pubs because we're too young.
Yeah.
So I had the great idea because my dad was away to just let's bail back to my gaff in Maynooth.
Oh God.
And it was, I wouldn't say it's 200 people, but it was definitely more than 100.
At your gaff?
At my gaff, yeah. The neighbour came in at some point and asked us to turn it down. And a lot of my friends didn't know he's my neighbour. So they're like, who's this stuff? Here, get away, will you? He ended up calling the guards. There was a door off the hinges. There was a hole in the wall. There was a lot of blood in the toilet. There was one of the stairs, the thing that holds up the stairs. That was gone.
The balustrade.
That's it. Yeah, that was gone. I got some of the lads in to try and help me, some of the DIY dudes to like staple the door back to the hinge and get rid of all the stuff. But it was one of them Project X gaff parties.
Are you
that
sure
I'll never
Project
do
Project X wasn't actually written about you?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I even found people around the side and they were like, oh, we didn't think you'd want us in the gaff. And I was like, I don't, but you can't be hanging around the side, lads.
What the hell is wrong with people? I don't think I've ever been in a situation like that with a house party at all. I know I've been to a house party where parents have arrived. Tom's like, no, but there's like been 8 of us in the house.
Oh no, this was 100 plus, yeah. So it was a good time. I nearly got kicked out because of it and I kind of regret it, but at the same time, I urge someone to try and beat my story. I'm fairly sure that was it.
I don't think that's possible. Yeah. I don't know. No.
Check it out.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
The weekend, Starboy 98FM's Big Breakfast.
We had a student who returned home to find 200 people in his gaff for a massive house party. I can identify it, a similar problem. And it seems like a lot of people did as well.
Problem, you're the one who organised a house party in your gaff and 150 people turned up and...
110. Let's not go mad here now. I don't want anybody in Maynooth listening going, actually, it wasn't that many at all.
I love the fact that you were describing as well that there was blood in the bathroom, the balustrade was broken, the doors were taken off the hinges and your parents came home, your dad came home and saw the state of the place. Mm-hmm. And what does your neighbour do 5 minutes after he arrives?
Like, it was reaching the pinnacle of the argument and the neighbour comes in and goes, I don't if you know, but Luke had a huge house party over the weekend. I was like, yeah, we know.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
Hiya.
How are you?
Jinx.
So apparently you can beat Luke's house party story.
Yeah, right. Can you?
Okay, so I was in fifth year and my parents went away to a rugby match and they told me I could have some people around over the weekend and one of the girls from school spread the word. And it went all over Dalkey and all over South Dublin.
Oh, God.
And I don't even know how many people were in the house.
Was anything broken or anything?
Yeah, windows were broken. I had to wash all the walls. There was beer and stuff everywhere. And then a painting was stolen from the house. So when my parents came back on the Monday... all my dad said to me was, that's it, you're going to boarding school.
No!
Not boarding school!
And did you get sent to boarding school?
My one weakness.
Yeah, I went to boarding school for a sixth year.
Oh, that's the worst. I went to boarding school for nearly a year until I got expelled. So
as a result of... You got expelled as well from boarding school?
I did get expelled from boarding school before the house party, so it didn't work. Did it work for you, Catherine?
No, I stayed there for the year, but I did do everything to get out of there as much as possible. I hated it.
Love the story. We give you movie passes for making me think I'm not alone.
So funny. In my head, in Catherine's party, when it's like the word went round the south side and everybody like...
Free paintings.
Went down to Dalkey and I'm like, I just see all these chinos and dubs everywhere.
Oh no, it was... Unbelievable. The police knew more about who was in the house than
Thanks,
I did.
Catherine.
Well, fair play to you.
Snow Patrol, it's 98FM.